We're starting in County Monaghan in Aniala between Castleblayney and Clontibret, where human remains exhumed in November from a family plot at a graveyard are not those of Joe Linsky, who was abducted, murdered and disappeared by the IRA over 50 years ago. The Independent Commission for the Location of the Victims' Remains, or the Disappeared Commission, say the remains are also not of those belonging to the family buried in the grave or any of the remaining members of the disappeared. Julian O'Neill is with us. He's BBC News Northern Ireland crime and justice correspondent. Take us through what's happened here, Julian.
Good morning. Well, on November the 26th last year, the Independent Commission for the Location of Victims' Remains carried out an exhumation at a family grave at the cemetery you mentioned. They were hopeful that an additional set of remains located in the grave could have been those belonging to Joe Linsky. At the time, it said it had opened the grave after it received information related to suspicious historical activity at the grave during the 1970s. They didn't really say much about the information it received which took them there, other than the fact that it did receive that information and it matched the time frame and location of Mr. Linsky's disappearance. But this latest development is that following DNA examinations, the remains are not now those of Joe Linsky.
Who was Joe Linsky, Julian, and what is known about what happened to him? His story was featured in the recent Disney series, Say Nothing.
That's right. He was from West Belfast. He was a trainee monk before he joined the IRA. It's believed he was murdered by the organisation after it found him responsible for ordering the unsanctioned shooting of a rival member. But it wasn't until 2010 that the IRA admitted he was one of the disappeared. Until then, his family had actually believed he was in America. You're right, his case, one of the 17 disappeared, did feature in that Disney drama. The drama was actually screening around the same time that the grave was opened at Aniala, but the commission said that the timing was purely coincidental, that the information it received was not off the back of it having been featured in the drama series.
I know that in interviews around that time, the niece of Joe Linsky was very hopeful that their tragedy was going to come to an end. Has there been any reaction from his family, or indeed of the family who owned the plot?
There hasn't. It's understood that members, Maria Linsky, who spoke at the time of the exhumation, that's Joe Linsky's niece, is currently out of the country. But obviously the family has been informed of this development in advance of it being made public. At the time, last November, she spoke of being cautiously optimistic that this would end the family's long wait for the discovery of his remains. She told media in Belfast, "I hope to God it's Joe, so we can bring him home." This is the second time that they have had to deal with this kind of disappointment. Their hopes have been dashed before. There was a previous search conducted at a different location around 10 years ago, which also did not lead to the discovery of his remains. In a statement, the commission said the news will be deeply disappointing for the family, and its thoughts are with them at what they say is a difficult time. The commission also said that this has been a distressing experience for the family which owns the grave, and it said it is grateful for their cooperation throughout the past number of months.
So whose are the remains?
Well, that of course is now a mystery. The family burial plot contained the remains of five members of one family. This is an additional set of remains. The commission has said they're not Joe Linsky's, they're not any member of that family, nor do they belong to any of the other three unresolved disappeared cases. So we have an unidentified set of remains, and what we know is that the Gardaí have now started inquiries to help the local coroner attempt to establish the identification of the remains.
Julian O'Neill from BBC Northern Ireland, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. We'll talk to John Hill, the lead investigator with the Independent Commission for the Location of Victims' Remains, later in the programme.